Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 PM. Here's your hourly briefing. The evening is calm across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. The night promises to be warm, providing a pleasant atmosphere for those venturing outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, in the heart of Gaza, Shin Bet forces captured Hamas head of internal security. This bold operation was confirmed earlier this hour by Israel Hayom. Also, Israel confirms capturing Hamas internal security chief in Gaza City raid. Times of Israel reported this just in. Also this hour, Israel and Greece have finalized a $3.5 billion defense deal to protect against regional threats, according to Forward. Separately, Spain's prime minister blames Israel and Russia for disinformation around the Ceuta border crisis. JTA reported this development earlier today. And finally, Smotrich and Feiglin have joined forces ahead of the Israeli election, forming a technical electoral alliance. I24 News covered this story earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig reported breaking news earlier today. He shared that Hakeem Jeffries, the highest-ranking Democrat in the House, condemned anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Saar, a prominent Israeli politician, posted that the Netherlands representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This decision follows a Dutch law banning trade in Israeli products from certain areas. Belaz News confirmed the expulsion of Dutch diplomats from Israel. The move comes after the Dutch parliament banned trade in products from beyond the Green Line. Let's go deeper, starting with the Shin Bet operation in Gaza. Times of Israel reported that special forces descended on a building in Gaza City. They arrested Muin al-Arabid, responsible for consolidating Hamas's control. This operation, called bold by Prime Minister Netanyahu, marks a significant strike against Hamas's infrastructure. The capture could alter the dynamics of power within Gaza. Turning to the Israel-Greece defense deal, according to Forward, this $3.5 billion agreement involves a multi-layered anti-missile system. It's a response to regional threats and strengthens military ties between the two nations. The deal underscores the strategic importance of alliances in maintaining regional stability. Meanwhile, Spain's prime minister accused Israel and Russia of spreading disinformation. JTA reported that Pedro Sanchez linked these actions to Spain's criticism of Israel's actions in Gaza and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This accusation could strain diplomatic relations with both countries. Finally, Smotrich and Feiglin's alliance aims to consolidate Israel's right-wing parties. I24 News noted this as a strategic move ahead of the elections. This alliance might shift the political balance, impacting future policy directions. On the economic front. First, Israeli drone maker Extend hits the NYSE this week with a $1.5 billion valuation, despite widening losses. CTEC reports that Extend has deployed over 12,500 systems globally. Separately, the Bank of Israel governor warns there are no free lunches, suggesting the government may need to raise taxes. Israel Hayom Business covers his interview addressing interest rate cuts and defense budgets. And finally, Tim Cook steps down as Apple CEO, with John Ternus taking over. Ynet Business notes Cook's tenure saw Apple's market value surge to $4.6 trillion. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.